Why is the show starting?
Glad that you could join our Hilltown family. Spend a little time with Sienna and Persephone. So stay a while, hang your coat by the door. You know we've always got room for a couple more at the Hilltown Family Variety Show.
Welcome to the Hilltown Family Variety Show. My name is Jay Sand, and I'm the founder and lead teacher of All Around This World, a global music and world cultures program for young children and their families that introduces kids to different countries and cultures, starting with great global music. I want to thank our host, Sienna Wildfield, for inviting me to spend this time with you. On this episode, we're going to travel to Africa, a continent that is so full of music, music that is so full of life, that everywhere we go, we'll be able to meet people through their songs. Let's begin with the song that opens every All Around This World music class, We Are Happy, which the small Abayudaya community of eastern Uganda sings to welcome visitors. This version, which opens the All Around This World Africa CD, features West African percussion instruments like the popular goblet drum, the djembe.
Everybody, hello, hello. Maroy, everybody, hello, hello. We are happy, we are happy on this day. So clap your hands, clap, clap, clap your hands, 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 clap your hands. We are happy, we are happy on this day. We are happy on this day. We are happy, we are happy on this day. We are happy, we are happy on this day.
Over the course of this episode of the Hilltown Family Variety Show, we're going to take a musical tour of Africa as a way of meeting the many, many diverse people and cultures there, traveling roughly north to south. We're going to start in the northern countries of the Maghreb, the region that includes Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya. We'll then hop out to the Cape Verde Islands and swing back to the eastern horn of Africa, then cross southward through the vast Sahara Desert to the continent's polyrhythmic west. After that, we'll venture deep into the dense Central African rainforest known as the Congo, land squarely in the continent's south, then end on the fascinating island of Madagascar. We begin our journey by listening to a song by the King of Rai music, Algerian singer-songwriter Khaled. Rai is a form of Algerian folk music that fuses Arabic, Spanish, French, and Bedouin influences. Many of today's Rai performers use both Arabic and Western electronic instruments and boldly address social issues, challenging governments and all those in power. Cheb means young man, which is a title the younger generation of male Rai singers carry, as opposed to their elders who receive the title Sheikh. Here is Cheb Khaled. You're listening to the Hilltown Family Variety Show on WXOJ 103.3 FM, Northampton. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. or listen to the podcast anytime at hilltownfamilies.org. Cape Verde, a set of islands off Africa's northwestern coast, was a Portuguese colony for several centuries. The Portuguese used the islands as a port on the way to the Americas, an ideal rest stop for slave ships traveling from West Africa. While we remember this difficult history, we appreciate the fact that Portuguese music and culture also traveled through Cape Verde to colonies in the New World, especially to Brazil, where an Afro-Brazilian genre of music called samba reigns supreme. Let's listen to All Around This World's version of Carnaval, a song popularized by Cape Verdean vocalist Cesaria Evora, that celebrates the yearly carnival on the islands. This version mixes a taste of Cape Verdean morna music with a hearty dose of Brazilian samba.
I thought I knew San Vicente with its happiness and color. but it couldn't be much better than during Carnival. I thought I knew San Vicente with its happiness and color, but it couldn't be much brighter than during Carnival. San Vicente is like Brazil. There's joy on every corner during Carnival. There is peace for all during Carnival. I thought I knew San Vicente with its happiness and color, but it couldn't be much better than during Carnival. I thought I knew San Vicente with its happiness and color, but it couldn't be much brighter than during Carnival. San Vicente is like Brazil. There is joy on every corner during Carnival. There is peace for all during Carnival. San Vicente is like Brazil. There is joy on every corner. And during Carnival, there is peace for all during Carnival. I thought I knew San Vicente with its happiness and colors, but it couldn't be much brighter than during Carnival. I thought I knew San Vicente with its happiness and colors, but it couldn't be much better than during Carnival. San Vicente is like Brazil. There is joy on every corner during Carnival. There is peace for all during Carnival. São Vicente is like Brazil. There is joy on every corner during Carnival. There is peace for all during Carnival. During Carnival.
From the northwestern islands of Cape Verde, we cross the continent, traversing the massive Sahara Desert and finding ourselves in the ancient East African nation of Ethiopia. Ethiopia's most distinct genre of contemporary music is known popularly as Ethio Jazz or Ethio Groove. Let's hear Nanu Nanu Ne by Muluken Mulese, a popular dance song from the 1970s. In All Around This World music classes, we get up and move to Nanu Nanu Ne, shaking our shoulders as we try the traditional Ethiopian dance, the Eskitsa.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little bit of a
In the small, landlocked Eastern African nation of Uganda, known because of its lush, natural beauty as the Pearl of Africa, a community of a couple thousand Bagandans have adopted Judaism as their religion. The Abayudaya, the people of Judah, like so many other people in Africa and around the world, express their religion through music, singing in many languages, including the language of Luganda, as they pray. They also enjoy music as we all do. They sing to celebrate, they sing to mourn, they sing while they work, while they play, and at night, like parents everywhere, they sing sweet songs to ease their babies to sleep. Let's listen to a version of Tulo Tulo, a lovely Luganda lullaby, from All Around This World's CD of African Music for Families, All Around This World, Africa.
Tulo Tulo, kwato mwana woto mkwate ngoli mulogo, sebo ulira. Tulo Tulo, kwato mwana woto mkwate ngoli mulogo, sebo ulira. Jagala ngende ko kumazina zine kundongo chuse kubulamu bulamu bwakuleka tulo tulo kwato mwana woto mukwatengo limulogo sabo ulira
too low. Go to sleep, my pretty baby. Dream sweetly through the night. Too low, too low. Go to sleep, my pretty baby. Dream sweetly through the night. In your dreams, you'll dance in moonlight. In your dreams, you'll soar through the starry sky. Too low, too low. Go to sleep, my pretty baby. Dream sweetly through the night.
Too low, too low. Kwato mwana woto mukwate ngoli mulogo. Sebo ulila.
In your dreams, you'll dance in moonlight. In your dreams, you'll soar through the starry sky. Too low, too low. Go to sleep, my pretty baby. Dream sweetly through the night. Too low, too low. Go to sleep, my pretty baby. Dream sweetly through the night.
You're listening to the Hilltown Family Variety Show, WXOJ 103.3 FM, Northampton. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. or listen to the podcast at any time at hilltownfamilies.org. Crossing the continent yet again, let's make our way to the magnificent musical nations of West Africa. We start in Ghana, which in 1957 was the first African nation to become independent after being colonized by the British. The hopeful music known as High Life, which mixed traditional Akan rhythmic structures with Western instruments such as guitars and horns, inspired Africans everywhere in the post-colonial period to believe they too could be African, modern, and free. Let's listen to High Life's most popular bandleader, E.T. Mensah, and his optimistic ode to a short-lived attempt at West African regional unity, Ghana, Guinea, Mali.
Ghana, Guinea, Mali,
the nucleus of the great union.
Ghana, Guinea, Mali,
Africa's strongest foundation.
Ghana, Guinea, Mali,
the nucleus of the great union.
Ghana, Guinea, Mali,
has now once been laid forever. First it was Ghana and Guinea, later Ghana, Guinea, Mali. Soon it will be all Africa, the achievement of our greatest step.
Ghana, Guinea, Mali,
the nucleus of the great union.
Ghana, Guinea, Mali,
Africa's strongest foundation.
Ghana, Guinea, Mali,
the nucleus of the great union.
Ghana, Guinea, Mali,
has now once been laid forever. Africa is now awakened that unity can save her. All leaders of Mother Africa are called to join this great union.
Ghana, Guinea, Mali,
the nucleus of the great union.
Ghana, Guinea, Mali,
Africa's strongest foundation.
Ghana, Guinea, Mali,
the nucleus of the great union.
Ghana, Guinea, Mali,
has no one's been late forever.
Looking for something to do this weekend with the family? Well, look no further than hilltownfamilies.org. Established in 2005, Hilltown Families is a grassroots communication network that shares events, resources, and updates with families living in Western Mass. Every Thursday, Hilltown Families publishes a comprehensive list of family-friendly events, workshops for parents, and community activities happening all over Western Mass. Hilltown Families is a great way to stay connected with other families in the area and up to date on events and activities. Go on over to hilltownfamilies.org and sign up for the Hilltown Families newsfeed and listserv. Fan us over on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Many easy ways for staying connected and keeping up with what's happening for families here in Western Mass. That's at hilltownfamilies.org. Hilltownfamilies.org.
My name is Jay Sand, and I'm the founder and lead teacher of All Around This World, a global music and world cultures program for young children and their families that introduces kids to different countries and cultures, starting with great global music. We continue our African musical exploration in Nigeria, an exciting, invigorating, and sometimes explosive nation that is home to a mind-boggling amount of religions, cultures, and ethnic groups. Let's meet one of Africa's most powerful musicians, Fela Anukulapu Kuti, who fused African rhythms with the African-inspired American funk of James Brown to form a unique genre called Afrobeat. Fela was bold in his music and brave in his lyrics, directly challenging Nigeria's military, government, and economic elites. He called music the weapon of the future and used it consciously to inspire other Africans to fight against all forms of oppression. Here we get into the Afrobeat groove with Opposite People.
Them go show, them go show opposite people. Them go show themselves clear, clear. Them go show. Them go show, them go show. Them go show themselves clear, clear. Them go show. Them go show, them go show up for sick people. Them go show themselves clear, clear. Them go show anywhere them day.
Them go show
anywhere you day.
Them go show.
Them go show themselves.
Them go show
up for sick people.
Them go show
anywhere them day.
Them go show
anywhere you day.
Them go show.
Them go show themselves.
Them go show
up for sick people.
Them go show
everyone they dance for enjoyment. Everyone they talk for communication. Everyone they hear for ideology. Everyone they think for in progress. Everyone they dance for enjoyment. Everyone they talk for communication. Everyone they hear for ideology. Everyone they think for in progress. And now, but look him, he don't show himself. Opposite people, I say, look him, he don't show himself. Opposite people, I say, look him, he don't show himself. Opposite people, I say, look at the thing, he don't show himself. Everyone they dance, him go push, everyone they talk, him go shout, everyone they hear, him go sleep, everyone they think, him go drink, everyone they dance,
him go push,
everyone they talk,
him go shout,
everyone they hear,
him go sleep,
everyone they think,
him go drink,
everyone they dance,
him go push,
everyone they
shout,
everyone they hear, everyone they think,
him go drink,
everyone they dance,
him go push,
everyone they talk,
him go shout,
everyone they hear,
him go
sleep, everyone they think,
him
go see, he don't show himself,
he go the shakara,
he go the
kanakata, he go the shakara,
he don't show themselves,
he go the shakara, he go the kanakata, he go the shakara,
opposite people,
he go the shakara, he go the kanakata, he go the shakara,
they don't show themselves,
he go the shakara.
Opposite people,
you go to
Shakara, you go to Kanakata,
They don't show themselves. Opposite people. You do the shakara, kata, put them together. You do the shakara, you do the kata, kata. Look out, they don't show themselves. You do the shakara, you do the kata, kata. You do the shakara, kata, kata, put them together.
You're listening to the Hilltown Family Variety Show, WXOJ 103.3 FM, Northampton. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. or listen to the podcast anytime at hilltownfamilies.org. Babatunde Olatunji was a Nigerian drummer, educator, and social activist who introduced West African rhythms to the world throughout his four decades of international recording and touring. Olatunji is most known for his music that features polyrhythms, the phenomenon of two or more different rhythms being played at the same time. This creates a tension in the music, which not only makes it interesting, but inspires the body to move. Let's see if Olatunji's polyrhythms make you dance, as we hear Akiwowo from his groundbreaking album, Drums of Passion. While the Central African rainforest known as the Congo is dense and in some places nearly impenetrable, Kinshasa, the capital city of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, is urban and in many ways international. In Kinshasa's nightclubs and dance halls, several genres of music have been born, many of which fuse African and international influences. Kandabongo Man's Sai is an example of soukous, an infinitely danceable form of music that developed from a Congolese version of the Cuban rumba. Let's listen to an interpretation of Sai from all around this world, Africa. When we sing Kwasa Kwasa, you should reply, Kwasa! Zimbabwe is a landlocked country in southern Africa that became independent in 1980 after several decades of British rule. Oliver Mtukudzi, known affectionately by his fans as Tuku, is Zimbabwe's most beloved musician. His songs, which he sings most often in Shona, the dominant national language, are socially conscious, advocating for the poor, the downtrodden, and especially for those who have HIV or AIDS. Let's listen to Pindurai Mambo, in which Tuku asks why so many people have nothing while so much wealth and power remains in the hands of the few.
It is
You're listening to the Hilltown Family Variety Show, WXOJ 103.3 FM, Northampton. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. or listen to the podcast anytime at hilltownfamilies.org. We continue our African musical adventure in South Africa, a multicultural, multilingual nation that is still just emerging from many decades of apartheid, a devastating policy of racial segregation. During the long and difficult anti-apartheid struggle, South Africans used music as a way to express unity, solidarity, and, despite their difficult times, joy. Let's listen to Tinan Sha, We Are the Youth, a song activists sang as early as the 1960s to mark their defiance of the Afrikaner government and their determination to succeed in their struggle for equality. The anti-apartheid youth who sang Tinan Sha in the 1960s certainly proved their persistence. Apartheid did not officially end until the 1990s.
Tina Silulucha, Asina Kubulawa, Tina Silulucha, Asina Kubulawa, Asuza Sabulawa, Asifele Futa, Sisebacha, Asuza Sabulawa, Asifele Futa, Sisebacha,
Tina.
Tina.
We end today's exploration by sailing from continental Africa into the Indian Ocean to the ethnically and biologically diverse island nation of Madagascar. While most people on the island are Malagasy, the many ethnic subgroups show signs of Southeast Asian, East African, Arabian, Indian, and European ancestry. A substantial percentage of Madagascar's wildlife, such as the 100 or so species of primates called lemurs, exist only on the island. Let's enjoy Chakeo, a song by Yusebe Jaujobi, who devotes his popular music to making a better world, including a campaign against the deforestation that threatens Madagascar's megadiversity.
Thank you.
Thank you again to Sienna Wildman and everyone at the Hilltown Family Variety Hour for giving me the chance to give you even the most basic taste of the oh-so-many ways Africans can use music to celebrate their traditional past, to explore their complicated present, and to create a future that's better for all. I hope this quick tour will help inspire you and your family to dig deeper into Africa's countries and cultures. There's so much of Africa to meet through music, and so many ways to get to know Africa that can teach you and your family so much about the phenomenal diversity of the world. For more information about All Around This World's family-friendly global music CDs and educational programs, including ways your family can experience All Around This World's music classes online to learn more about Africa and beyond, visit hilltownfamilies.org. Let's end with the Heavenly Kora, a 21-string lute that is popular in the West African nation of Mali. Enjoy. Or listen to the podcast